crouch. Bind. Set.
Joe presents the House of Rugby, together with Guinness.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Please. This week's House of Rugby, brought to you by Joe, together with our friends at Guinness.
Don't ever do that.
Where do you get
House of Pain
your starts from? And
Crisscross.
Is that jump. It's possibly almost the last song I would associate with you.
What House of Pain?
What is the song?
Yeah, it's my house.
Yeah,
pack it up, pack it in.
Good it's afternoon. A different song.
Okay, all right. That's just the usual trumpeting you like to do.
This is sort of like one of those when you pull away and you haven't quite managed to find the right gear. It's sort of I've started this show in third, right. And it's a very slow pick.
I'm glad you cleared up where you're pulling away from.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome along to Mr. Mike Tindall. And seatbelts on, gum shields in, crash hats strapped on as we welcome back the one and only Mr. Joe Marler. How are you, Joe?
Hello, Alex. Thank you very much for having me back.
We've been waiting a while.
It seems like it wasn't really an invite. It's, you know, a last-minute thing. Called up late last night because Hask's ill.
And basically, you're in London and it was convenient.
Yeah, even though it's really inconvenient because I don't live in London. But thank you for having me anyway.
Often, when people get a last-minute call-up in sport, they often deliver off their best. Is that not true? No pressure, etc. Do you feel that you are in that mindset here today,
Joe? I've got something in my eye. And right. I think it was Xander. You've now fucking run off, you coward.
he's gone to edit the show.
Okay, sorry. Secondly, just on that comment,
which comment?
You said, oh, usually, you know, late call-ups play the best. Give me an example.
Martin Corrie, Lions Tour 2001, late replacement, arguably man of the series.
Goody, filling in for fans the other week.
There you go. Yes. 15 minutes until a European Cup quarter-final. Should we go on, or is that answer your question?
Do you want to dig deeper?
They weren't huge, like...
You have to remember...
They weren't huge ones, to be honest.
Martin Corrie, 2001, was utterly sensational.
I was 11. I don't know what was going on.
You ask a question of a rugby nose, you get an
exactly. You fall into the bracket of Hask that you probably wouldn't... Even if we could say anything, and you wouldn't actually know whether it was true or false.
Not true. I actually know a lot of rugby.
Martin Johnson.
Rugby nose.
1993. Wade Dooley's father very sadly passed away the night before England-France. Johnson was summoned from Leicester, started for England. Not a very good game, but that launched his career. Looked
fair. Manable. Fair. Although, I would say...
And Lions Tour 93 as well.
What was the time span between being called up and him delivering?
24 hours.
Bullshit.
Yes.
It takes longer to get to New Zealand.
No, this is England-France in the Six Nations. He had to get from Leicester to London, which does take the best part of 24 hours.
I call bullshit. He played a great game on the plane on the flight over.
Yeah. It's bullshit. Yeah. All right, you win. Well done.
Thank you.
1-0 you. Helmet.
James, as you said, has the flu.
Does he?
I spoke to him earlier. But he'd make a very good Beecham's advert. It's sort of one of those rather sorry for himself tones to his...
Bad man.
To his phone call. Are we sympathetic?
No.
He said he'd overcooked it.
Hello.
It's a bit more nasal. It's a little bit like the Beatles.
It's probably because he got his... He got his macros wrong or something.
He's also been very busy.
He ate a carb.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not a lot of support, but a lot of love.
Yeah.
A lot of love.
It's great to see Joe drinking the brand new clear Guinness that's just
very Guinness
out.
Clear.
Yeah.
It's the new vodka Guinness has brought out. It's just a pint of.
It's delicious.
Yeah, lovely.
Where's your meat? You had your meat on the table a little bit earlier.
I'm just going to get my meat out. That was a pun.
Good.
Take a swig. It was
obviously not. This isn't the final
packaging
draft. But you know, I wanted.
If you didn't know, it does have Marler written on
it. So we're looking at a fairly well-used brown paper bag.
It's not well
which
used.
Is filled
it
with
just in my bag.
And what's it filled with?
Meat.
Yeah, no,
biltong. Homemade biltong.
And this is homemade by Joe Marler.
Homemade.
It's fair hand.
It's essence. Moist because the packaging is...
I like that word as well.
Weathered.
Moist.
Weathered.
Moist. Moisture. I promise that my meat is moist.
Lovely. Before we started recording, we were sort of thinking of a slogan, and you simply came up with, do you want some meat or not? Which I thought it's quite Ronson.
That wasn't
in terms
a slogan. I was asking, do you want meat?
I thought it's Marler's meat. Do you want some meat or not? It's
no, like you implied
you get a jingle
that.
Going
do you
on
want
that.
The meat or not?
I would love some meat. I would like you to share the meat.
Yeah, we'll have it, but I don't... He keeps moaning about the fucking packaging just because it's not, you know, perfect. Good. Wagyu King's shiny gold leaf.
We've moved on from that.
All right, move on. Don't promote
Marler's meat is now what I live for.
I haven't asked him to do this, but it's really kind of you. I'll be taking orders.
Does taste very good.
Available from any retailers yet, or just out of the back of your car, as things stand?
Out of the back of my car.
Okay.
But that makes it more, you know.
Stop him in the street, he will deliver.
Aged in the boot of a Nissan Primera. What are you driving?
It's an Amarok.
What's that?
It's a truck.
It's a truck.
Look at Joe, you know he's driving a truck.
Yeah, that's very true.
What do you mean, look at me?
We were discussing this the other day.
What are you driving, Mike?
A truck.
Roller.
Who's driving it?
Bentley.
Myself.
Do you drive the horse box?
The two box I can drive, but not the big one.
So that's the trailer as opposed to the...
No, it's just a smaller version, but anyone with a license can drive it, but the wife drives the big one.
Really?
She's a proper trucker.
Mm-hmm. Has it got one of coming through if you're doing the A303 to a...
No, it's actually got a really pathetic...
Are you talking about dragging horses?
Yes. Yeah.
Not fucking going over the Antarctic, mate. It's not like...
It's like a trucker, though, isn't it?
You know your truckers, do you?
Yeah. Can't you just see? He definitely knows his truckers. Yeah.
It says on my script...
It's a few truck stops, that's about it.
It says on my script, welcome back to Joe, one half of our biggest episode ever. The calls to have you back on have been utterly overwhelming. It was quite something, that last show, wasn't it, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Watch it back? Did you have a chance to reflect on the
performance? Yeah, I watched back the bits that I made sure I wasn't inappropriate in.
Good.
And I made sure that you cut out the bits. I needed to double check that you cut out the bits that I told you to cut out, and you've built up some trust there, wherever you are. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
My favourite bit of that was, you should see my Nelson Mandela impression cut to something totally
I've had a lot of questions about that.
Have you?
Yeah. No more, though.
How was Easter?
Lovely, thanks.
Little royal Easter egg hunt. Are they Fabergé eggs at Windsor Castle, as opposed to sort of?
Oh, be careful with that one! Don't drop that it.
Prince of Sudan in the late 17th century. Do you hide sort of ornaments around the garden? You're not going with me on this one. No, just a little dairy milk.
Same as everyone.
The nod says it all. Joe, nice Easter.
I'd lovely Easter, yes.
It'd be cracking if it was a Fabergé egg.
Would, wouldn't it?
Kids wouldn't find
We didn't have Fabergé eggs at ours.
Did you not?
No. We had chocolate ones and we hid it around the garden.
What's your go-to?
Oh, on Easter Day, I love dairy milk. I'm much more milk chocolate than dark chocolate.
Well, that's a given.
Is it?
Who the fuck do you know is dark chocolate?
I think as you get older, you begin to move into dark chocolate territory as part of
it. Because society tells you to.
Yeah.
Let me drink whiskey and eat dark chocolate and have a cigar.
All those things are very, very acceptable.
What? Mini eggs.
Yes.
The best thing.
Cadbury's cream egg goes in quite high up the list.
I like those Kinder sticks.
I think
you know, with the kid with really white teeth on them.
Oh. Do you like...
Because it makes you go... Well, it makes your teeth fucking white. There you go.
Do you like Kinder Surprise, where you get to play with a toy?
That's a far better one for children.
Yeah, no, but
stop giving him shitloads of what you say. Just
I got his angle, but I was trying to eyeball the fuck out of you because you're trying to go down that route of I'm a child, I'm thick as pig shit. But you keep that up, mate. See how that goes for you.
Okay, I will.
He's got a better beard than you. He's probably got a better lid if he decided to grow it out. He's going.
I haven't got.
Do
a
you think
lid. It's fucking falling off?
I'm happy to concede to the beard. I think on the lid, I'm just nudging in front.
Yeah.
By choice, you also.
No. Are you choice? Are you out
masking.
Of choice?
Ooh,
are you out
masking. Of choice? Not anymore. Used to be back in the day, not anymore.
So we all had nice Easter.
How was your Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice, thank you. I went down to Dorset. I actually swam in the channel on...
The country house, isn't it?
No, my sister's just bought a house down there. Mm. Very nice. She bought sort of a bit of the county. And she had a very nice little cottage in Piddle Trentide.
Pardon?
What?
And it was barbecues.
Piddle
Trentide, yes.
Piddle Trentide,
yeah.
That's a place, is it?
Yeah.
Piddle?
Yeah.
It's a bit wet down there.
And we had a very nice time in the sunshine, a bit of an Easter egg hunt. This is the sort of bit where I can already hear Xander just clipped up the in, and he's going to just clip up the out, and he'll just take this bit out when it comes to editing the show.
Why, because of Piddle Trentide?
What's the main... thing to do in Piddleton Tide.
Well, last weekend, sorry, I've got some biltong stuck in my throat.
Oh, fucking hell, don't cut that out. I don't want it to cause
it
any
sort of Joe's, choking. Sort of Joe's meat,
it's not choking everyone. Hazard, all right? Choking, it's edible.
Choking
this
on Joe's
helmet
meat.
Just doesn't know how to eat meat properly.
We had just a very nice time. you know, like family stuff.
My daughter went newting.
She caught 67 newts in 3 days.
Newting.
Yeah.
67.
Which reminds me.
She newted 67
actually,
people.
Did she put it that
just
back?
A quiet night.
Did she put them back?
No, she sort of gathered them up.
Are you sure
then,
it wasn't
yeah,
the same?
Went back in the end.
Are you sure it's not the same newt?
No, no, it was 67 separate newts.
Hey, look at this one.
How do you know?
Because I was there and counted them all.
Did I'm calling then, bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Eyebrows.
Did you then play charades?
No, we had a little bit of petanque in the late summer sunshine, followed by billiards in the evening.
Petanque, that
one. Yeah, very nice.
You've got to do it like that, yeah?
Martha Payne, age 9, who's my daughter, has tropical fish, and she has harlequin fish, and one of them is called marshmallow, which is a play on marshmallow, but it's because you're a harlequin.
I got the joke.
She's 9. Yeah.
No, I get it.
She's 9. Could you say something nice in return?
I'm 100% fucking betting she's not watching this. She's 9.
Yeah, but could you not swear also, because I might show her this clip, and if you just say...
You want to show her a fucking clip?
I don't want to show her this. We're going to move on.
Okay. Martha, it is so good to hear that you've named your fish... Was it after me, or was it... Gustav Mahler.
Yeah, because it's a harlequin tropical fish.
Oh, okay, so it is after me.
Yeah.
That's really lovely to hear. I hope you had a great Easter, and... That was me being a fish for you.
That is absolutely brilliant, and we'll make her week.
Well done.
Thank you for that.
No swear words as well.
No, well, not too many. We can leave out the rest. Lots to get into this week, most notably the European Cup semi-finals. We'll look at the end-of-season blues, and in honour of what could be our final perfect poor 15, the boys are going to tackle a purely rugby-related team. Couple of holes?
No holes.
Joe's picked 2 15, so... God knows where we're going to end up. We're going to start off where we left off 7 days ago. Thank you for the vast array of comments that we've had through social media. Thousands of support. It's quite interesting, actually, breaking down the various verticals in social media. Lots of love on Instagram, some interesting debate on Twitter, and some very, very, very weird shit on YouTube, which is sort of out of control. The latest message this morning came from somebody called Western Patriot. Hello to you. Thank you for tuning in. And he simply said, or she simply said, hypersensitive pussies.
What? Right. So, like, that when you touch them,
they go off.
Maybe that's what he's looking for in life. I don't know. But
well, that's,
whatever it is,
that's easier than being down there for fucking hours. Yeah. Trying to, you know, real struggle with it.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, real sore.
Martha, I hope you've tuned out by this point, by the way. Cut. Yeah, I mean... Did you watch last week's show? Did you get any sort of semblance? We did give you a bit of hug on air.
Yeah.
Because obviously you've been quite prominent on social media around the whole...
Well, I just...
Furora.
It's furore.
Furore. Ferrero. Furore.
Imagine Roche. This
was, yeah.
He knows those.
Where are you at with it all now? Credit due where credit's due.
Sack him.
Credit where credit's due.
Sack him. Sorry. Fucking sack him.
Run out of credit. Credit where credit's due. Your trolling, in inverted commas, was, I think, some of the finest social media activity
I've ever seen in
the history of social media.
Encourage people to troll.
No.
That's, you know, trolling.
So it's sort of inverted trolling.
But it was more, you know, just a bit of a light-hearted spin on
lolling.
A situation that I was like, come on.
Can you just explain for our non... Joe Marler subscribers, what you did?
I tweeted a picture to Israel Folau of two men kissing and just put a love heart next to it.
Did Israel reply?
No. Still waiting for that. Mind you, we're not particularly close. I don't think we've ever really, you know.
I don't think he's ever replied anyway.
Yeah, so...
And to Billy?
And then Bill, you know, it's just another little, you know... Come on.
They'll dig in the ribs.
Just fucking get... Just leave it. Just love.
Did he reply?
No reply. No.
Next time you see him, is it big bear hugs?
Well,
Two big bears hugging?
That'd be on him if he took offence to
Will you open your arms to the hug?
But probably not, no.
Oh. Really?
Well, he plays for Satwood. But give me the context.
You are walking down Oxford Street with Daisy after a nice day's shopping, and there's Billy coming out of Cafe Nero with a cup of coffee. This is so Partridge. With a hot cup of coffee. And you bump into each other. And at that point, you can either walk past, hug, raise an eyebrow, or...
It depends.
Or fight.
When he bumped into me, did he spill a coffee on me?
No, no spillage.
All right, Bill. All right, Marla. You okay?
So
this day's it. Oh, hi, Days. Hi, Bill. Yeah. Hi. Cool.
Lovely.
What are you doing? Just in Oxford Street, getting a coffee from Cafe Nero. I was like, yeah, I know. Alex just told me.
Good. Well, I hope that's how it plays out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you know that the charity Stonewall got in touch with us today to say thank you very much indeed for the support from James and Nick? It's worth updating, actually, that Flower is about to go and face a code of conduct hearing on May the 4th following his homophobic social media posts.
He wanted that, though, didn't he?
I think he wants that, yeah. Where do you stand on it all? What's your...
Look, I just think he's... Whether it's right or wrong, and I don't believe in what Israel Folau put out on social media, but that is his beliefs.
Yeah.
I think, you know, religion is a tough thing to get right. And if he believes in that, that's fine, but I don't think he should share it over a platform where he is a professional sports person. Whether we always talk about whether you're supposed to be someone who's looked up to. You don't ever get into rugby to be idolised or to be a role model. You get into for your own reasons because you enjoy the game or whatever. But he's allowed to believe whatever he wants to believe. That is the way of the world. Mm-hmm. You can have an opinion on everything, and social media makes that opinion, but he shouldn't really be sharing it on social media. I don't agree with him. There's be millions of people who don't, but there will be millions of people who do agree with him.
That's a very wise and sort of nuanced opinion. Which sort of puts you in the middle ground, which at the moment, in life in general, is not hugely populated.
I agree with what Joe said and what Hass said last week, is everyone should be allowed to be whoever the fuck they want to be. And if someone came up to me and told me I'm going to go to hell because I like to go out and get pissed every once in a while, I'll go, okay, that's your beliefs.
It's quite a traffic jam on the way to hell if that's the case.
It's not going to affect me in any way.
Yeah.
No, but, I agree with you. The issue comes where what you believe in directly affects someone else or affects their life because you're putting it on them or trying to influence them or harass them about what they believe in, rather than just, I believe in this, I believe homosexuals are going to go to hell. Right, that's what you believe. But don't go out and then in a position of power, you know, to all his fans and all that lot, who a lot will be Christian or believe in faiths that think the same, but also a huge amount don't think that. And he's a rugby player. He signed up to be a rugby player. So you follow those code of conducts, and you also have your own beliefs behind closed doors. But that's not me saying you should keep your religion and your beliefs behind closed doors. They're not welcome in the world. Hatred isn't welcome in the world.
Yeah.
Like, if you start putting it on people that don't believe in what you believe as well, then that's wrong. Then that's the issue.
I thought what Will Genya said about it was quite interesting, in the fact that he said in all our time, until 12 months ago, it's never affected the locker room.
Really? I didn't see this.
So he said it's never affected locker room. It's never actually been an issue. Because I don't believe that Israel Folau has never been in the company of gay people
He was on the front page of Gay Times in Australia with Adam Ashley Cooper in terms of promoting.
So I can't see how he's ever gone up to someone and gone, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
So why? But then Will Genya has now said, he also said in that, he said, well, as now, because of what happened a year ago, it has affected the change rooms because he's put himself before that of the team.
Yeah.
Whereas he could have done it a year ago and made a mistake. He is now actively chosen after being told what you've done isn't really what we want to put out there, whether you believe it or not. Don't do it again, and he's then chosen to do what he what he believes in more than put the team first in terms of what's best for the team, which is him being in Japan.
It'd be fascinating to be a fly on the wall when he meets up with David Pocock, who said he wouldn't marry his girlfriend until same-sex marriages was legalised in Australia.
Is it legalised?
It is now legalised, oh, yeah.
I was going to say, it's just a great get-out clause, that, isn't it? Take it. Perhaps.
But even, I think he's a bit more of a campaigner.
That was a joke for anyone who thought I was taking that seriously.
See, that's the thing, though. After everything you say, you now have to go. Yeah. No, well, that's not what you know. It's all about context and that. Like, fuck me.
It's tiring, isn't it? That's not. It's well worth finding.
No.
I wonder what his wife first. Well, his fiance thought at the time.
Yeah.
Just get out.
Billy Man of the Match on Saturday said afterwards he didn't mean to hurt anybody, but he believes in what he believes in. Is it parked now? Do you think? Or the fact that he hasn't unliked the post and the fact that. The noise continues.
No,
in some ways, we're guilty of that as well. I mean, has he admitted what you're asking for, which is I should have kept it to myself, but I believe what I believe? Is that acceptable, or is there got to be more?
But as Nick said last week, and Nick, you know, has spoke a lot. Whereas Nick came, Nick was I didn't really have an issue with Billy because you know he wasn't. Preaching.
Well, he was almost forced into making a statement because people kept calling him saying, excusing him, but I'm sort of putting context into it.
And he was just trying, but the great thing about Billy in terms of that is he said, look, I've done some of those things on that list. So I'm always trying to change. So he's just trying to explain.
I just don't think he articulated it very well.
He just didn't need
and
to.
He,
get,
just, well, he just didn't. He shouldn't have bothered. But, I know he but felt, that, you that, feel yeah. passionate about. What you believe in and you feel like you have to defend, but again you go back to, well, I'm a rugby player.
Yeah.
People know me because I'm a rugby player, not because of
me sharing my beliefs and discussion.
Do you know what I mean?
About
that's
it.
So
and
but we're
it
asking
goes back
more
to this
and more of players. I mean he didn't get it right, but I like players who offer something more than just
that's because you're a being journalist and you want something to report.
But
on.
I think the game needs that.
Well, it goes back to when we
it
had...
It does, as long as it doesn't overspill to go in...
But the comment you made on the show with Vernon about... I as a journalist, I don't want... I'm not looking for stories, but if you want to be paid to play rugby union, you need to have characters and you need to have stories and you need to have passion points. If no one tells those stories and shows those stories and builds the occasion, then it's like the old... You'll be able to correct me on this. Does a tree make a noise if it falls in the wood when there's no one there to hear it, Connie? If no one cares about rugby...
I agree with you and your shit analogies.
Yeah.
But you don't need players coming out and saying...
I can feel myself getting into sticky mud. This has got nothing to do
you're
with
saying
Billy.
You want characters in the game, but at the same time that there is a lot of media outlets that push... characters out of the game because they want to build them up, knock them down, build them up, knock them down. And for a player, and everyone goes, where are they all now supporting Gaza, or where are they all the people who've fallen off a cliff because of they had those vulnerabilities in terms of whether it be addiction or something else. You're quite happy to roll the roller coaster when it sells papers. I'm saying papers more than probably Sky Rugby Club.
I'm sorry, I've done many ills in my life, but Gaza is not a responsibility.
Yeah, but that is the sort of thing, and that's why players now get more sterile in terms of they don't want to talk to the media, because sometimes, you know, the one quip that you do say, and Alex even said, oh yeah, we keep things out of the papers. Yeah, maybe, but then you still put stuff that will sell you papers, right? And again, it goes back to headlines and all that jazz, but I just think you don't need to be outletting on social media anything about anything other than rugby, really. You don't need to be getting into those discussions because you're never in a win situation.
That's bullshit. It's rugby
or meat.
Marla's meat.
Marla's meat.
Is the Billy thing done?
It's about to be chocolate as well, mate. I'll let you have some.
Thank you.
What's this Wizard's chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Does it go well? You can get
what do you mean,
chocolate.
Wizard's chocolate?
It's magic.
You've got Marla's meat and Tyndall's wand.
Nah, I need to leave.
It's a very different show.
Can you get that taxi earlier, please?
Is the Billy thing done?
I'm done.
As far as you're concerned?
I'm done, yeah.
Move on. Okay.
Move on.
What happened? What did anything come out about what that guy said? That guy who...
The Munster fan?
Yeah. Was it...
No, Munster said we're not sure he's a Munster supporter. One or two clues there. I think what they said was he's not a member of the official Munster supporters club.
But was it linked to that, or was it just an angry drunken Munster fan who was gutted that their team got whipped?
I don't know the answer to that. Of, but I people think just the insinuation was that it was the former.
The insinuation. Mm. Bad word. Don't actually know anything. So it's not actually news because you don't know what happened.
I'm just reporting the insinuation.
You might have been going, Billy, you were amazing.
I thought that meant,
I think the two fingers up to kind of
really
indicated
hot.
It was, unless he was like twice man of the match or something like that.
Victory. It just got it the wrong way around.
Yeah. We shall wait and see what happens to Israel Folau. And I suppose it'll also be reignited at that point on May the
4th.
Or 5th.
4th, you're quite right. May the 4th.
Thank you. Thank you.
Should we talk rugby? Did you watch any of the... Well, you were obviously out in... Were you out in Clermont?
Yes. Clermont-Ferrand.
How was that, first of all? What a stadium.
What
I think probably my favourite stadium on the European circuit.
Amazing. Amazing.
Hairs on the back of your beard?
Yeah, the crowd were just phenomenal. Great. I love it. It's all like... It's a bit like housing estate type... Really in your face, all concrete like that, and they're mental for it.
They
loved
get
it.
Massively on it from very early in the day.
Yeah,
I did a link at the Marcel Michelin one year. I think Leinster were playing them, and it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and as I did my link, I got hit by eggs fairly early in the day to be doing that. I mean, maybe it's just a sign of the presenter that back then, but
maybe
it's still quite an early kick-off time.
They've just seen you previously.
Yeah, very good. I just cracked that myself. Mm-hmm. Done the self-deprecating
like
humour.
Cracked.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, we lost.
Yeah.
32-27.
Yep. Coulda, shoulda, woulda?
They went ahead early doors in the first half, but old us would have probably folded and got 50 points put on us, but boys stuck with it. What are you fucking...
It's like the cliche.
Right,
you're moving into sort of media cliche territory.
No, I'm fucking not.
You are.
How else do you say it then?
Boys
right,
dug in.
Okay, here we go.
Lessons to learn. Boys
let's give
dug
you
in.
This one
very
then.
Very proud of the comeback.
Right, we lost 32-27.
Yeah.
They went ahead early.
Yeah.
We came
Why?
Back.
Why did you not start the game well?
I don't fucking know.
Right.
And then, we lost.
Okay.
That was no cliches, but unbelievable experience.
Proud of the lads.
Proud of lads.
Lessons
went
to be
the
learned.
Trenches, went to the well.
We go again next week.
All the young boys come through. Great experience. Fucking shut up.
Did you see any of the other rugby union played this weekend in the European competitions?
What other games were there?
There was...
suggest no.
There was
there
Saracens.
Was Munster versus...
Munster and
Saris.
Leinster Toulouse.
When was that? On Saturday?
Yeah, the weekend. Yeah.
Briefly. And then... Sunday, who was Sunday? I was having a barbecue. Doing the egg hunt, weren't I?
Were you?
Yeah.
Smoking the meat. Michael, did you watch any rugby? No, you were quite busy as well this weekend.
I was.
Should we move through the analysis section of this show? We've never really spent too much time on it in the past.
I watched parts of every game, Robert. But not all of them.
Yeah.
I was a little bit gutted about Toulouse. I thought they could go and do something, but... They just got problems with the way they play. Is they don't think about exit plans, exit strategies. They just want to play.
Like what you did there.
Exit. Is that one?
You did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And they just got caught by a controlling Leinster team. I don't think Leinster were at their best, but who else? Who was the other one?
Saris Munster.
Saris was just. What Saris are. Brilliant.
This is some of the most intense analysis I've ever been subjected
and then
to.
I thought the La Rochelle game would be a really high scorer, and it was proving out that way, and then I lost my bet because no one scored in the second half.
Do you want to close out at half time?
I was on the golf course.
Hard life.
It's Saturday afternoon. You were playing.
I was fucking working.
You were grafting.
Grafting. One quick thing. Did you see the Saris game?
Yes.
Coventry, very empty stadium for
ridiculous.
A European semi-final.
Why was it there?
I don't know. You tell
why
me.
Why wasn't it anywhere else?
Because it. Yeah, I don't.
Well, because they have to have a certain capacity, I think, for semi-finals. But also, you've only got 2 weeks to put the tickets on sale, and you're asking a lot for supporters to go quarter-final, semi-final. But the fact that Saris took 4,000 up there is, and that's I think being generous. It must be quite tough, mustn't it, to be a Saris. To be part of that Saris family and not have the support for big European days like that? Or is that just what it is?
Is that new?
What, the bar that you're kicking?
Yeah.
I think they've put it in just for...
But you put a cage for it, eh?
Yeah.
Just in case you get fight.
Just because you're here.
What's the point in that cage, Si?
It's to keep. It's, we have sure. to. We have to reinforce the place with UN.
Yeah.
Just in case we've actually got like escape routes in case it gets unpalatable.
Oh, fucking.
We have to do health and safety when Marla comes back.
Get locked
the show.
Underneath the.
Making
Alex I think Payne. Producer Si's left actually.
I think it must be hard, but. Again, they've probably expected them to get through, so they're just waiting for the final.
So I was waiting for the final. Okay.
It's not that hard having your team win everything, is it?
No.
You're not really going to be that bothered.
Who's going to win the final?
I think at the moment the way...
It is going to be a good final,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think Leinster need to play better, but I think at the moment it's our result.
Do you?
Yeah.
Your anti-Irish thing coming through again.
No. I just think...
A little bit.
No,
I think Sarri will probably win,
all their main players. I mean, Sexton hadn't played till since December.
He went well, though.
Yeah, he went all right.
We're paying Six Nations.
But then all of it, they're not playing that well. And I still think it must be quite hard to then drop people in. Because unless they're going to play them for the rest of the season, and they might actually get better. But they didn't play great. Toulouse had some opportunities that they didn't take, and balls went to floor. But
not bad, a team that's not playing well reaches the Heineken final.
The Champions Cup Rugby Union.
They are an international team, though, Leinster.
What do you mean?
One to five. Is that, is that when the team ends in your mind?
Fuck me, mate. Five a side.
Nothing
starts.
Matters outside 1-5.
Super sixes, don't play five side.
Yeah.
Super sixes, slightly bigger, not allowed to slide tackle.
Are you any good at football?
Fucking yeah.
Go on. Did you ever play football as a kid?
Yeah.
What position were you?
Goalkeeper.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Were you actually genuinely good?
No. What? No. Do you not get my voice when I do sarcasm?
I don't understand two-thirds of the things you say.
No, I play Super Sixes occasionally on a Vets League on a Monday night.
Do you?
Don't tell the club.
Have you hit Vets yet?
Well, in Super Sixes I have. We're getting fucking run around by 18-year-old kids.
Do you
the only
the
thing
shoulder?
I've got them and it's
do you
sledging.
The shoulder?
No. And I got the ref in my pocket as well.
I bet you do.
Because when the lads are like shouting at him, I'm like, fucking hell, sir. I'm like, shut up. You do not speak to him like that. And he's like, what?
Bit of respect so around the six Super Sixes.
So now when our team, because we're not very skillful, we do slide tackle, which you're not allowed to do, lets us get away
with
it.
What's your team called?
And I'm like, geez, sir. The receding rangers. Because half of us are receding and half of us are ginger haired. Don't want to offend anyone. It was in the context of my football team. Sorry.
Clever. Anyone else that we'd know in your six Super Sixes team?
No, it's all mates.
Give him a shout out. Who's the leading goal scorer in the?
I don't know if we've scored.
You haven't scored.
Probably Tony. Tony's probably scored one or two.
What does Tony do?
He's a striker.
No.
Outside of the Super Sixes football court.
Oh, I don't know. Plumber or something.
Okay.
I
don't know. Yeah. Good.
Dynart plumbing.
What?
Dynart. Not many people want to be plumbers anymore.
Not if they're trying to paint metal
roofs
poles.
As well.
What do you mean dying art?
Being a plumber.
No one wants to be a plumber.
You should become a plumber.
What's that got to do with art?
As in a skill set.
It is a dying art.
So you use fucking paintbrushes then.
Yeah. I'm going to do the mid-trail
do
at this point, which gives you about 30 seconds
to
regather your composure. You are listening to the House of Rope. I thought that was a really tepid analysis section of last weekend's.
Because neither of us wanted to do it and you insisted on it.
It'll probably just get
that's
cut.
Just like, guys, that's bullshit. Don't go there again. You're listening to House of Rope, brought to you by Joe. Together with Guinness. Did I do that right? You're listening to the House of Rugby, brought to you by Joe, together with Guinness. With me, Alex Payne, alongside Mike Tindall and Joe Marler. James Haskell has the flu. Get well soon, the Hask. Still to come, we're going to look at rugby players' summer.
Are we?
I've got that biltong stuck again. And the boys
Fuck
are going to pick
off.
A 15...
Sorry, make him do that again without that
The boys are going
there.
To pick a 15 comprised of the very best players that they played with or against. But first of all, here's something else that you might like from Joe. Joe, the broadcaster, not Joe... Joe Marler.
I'll do something if you want.
What?
No,
from Joe.
Okay.
Thanks, Alex. I'm Russell Kane. This is Boys Don't Cry, the show where we perv in on men's secret thoughts and men and women get to hear exactly what we really think. Every week, I have a panel of two men and one lady auditor, just in case we stray into stereotypes which she can dispel with inside knowledge. So make sure you subscribe to Boys Don't Cry wherever you get your podcasts. I find mine in the garden.
Thank you, Russell. The final episode of Series 2 of Boys Don't Cry is out next Monday, starring Mr. James Haskell and his lovely wife. He gets about, doesn't he?
What, he's married?
In a media context.
Okay. Yeah, he does. He's loving it. He's prepping, isn't he?
The old shagger.
What?
The old shagger. He told a story last week about the shag. Is it?
No, it's TS actually, but
Total Shagger.
Top
Shagger.
Top.
Do you want to put any meat onto that bone?
What more do you need? I'm a top shagger.
Okay. Be sure to check out Shagger and his lovely wife, Chloe. Explosive is the word that I have been given to describe it. That won't come as a huge surprise to any of us. Don't forget to check out the House of Rugby Facebook group. Lots of good chat happening on there every week. And we welcome the floods of new followers every week. Does that work? Yeah, I think so. The season is coming to an end, Joe. Are you very excited about the end of the season?
Or yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you excited about the end of season rugby or the end of the season?
Both.
Okay. As summer progresses, we're going to get into some of the small print of a rugby summer over the next few weeks. But is rugby a job or a passion?
It's a job. Were you asking me?
Yes.
Oh.
Cut me the percentages between job and passion.
It's a job.
100% a job.
Yeah, it's my job.
Okay.
I'm not passionate about it. I'm passionate about like winning. I'm passionate about being competitive.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm like passionate about rugby.
Really? A little bit?
Do you want me to say something else?
Well, that's exactly the same ask.
Okay.
I've said something really wrong. Do you want me to say something else?
No, you can say whatever you like.
I guess it's a rugby show, so I should...
No. I'm genuinely
disappointed.
It
is, no,
but it just shows that it...
Every player, is it purely a job?
No, I'm not... You said you asked me.
No, I'm now broadening the question. Oh. Subject matter.
Well, I'll broaden my answer by saying, I don't fucking know. Go ask them lot.
It's not.
Was it always just a job for you?
No, it's not. It's a job for some people. Sometimes it feels like a
job. It's a job you love.
Sometimes it feels like a job and you hate it. But then a lot of the time when you're hanging out with 30 of US mates, it's a job that you really enjoy. But it is a job. It is, what time are you in? 9 till 4?
Is that your day? 9 till 4?
No, 5.
You get
My
up
day is 5 till 5.
You get up at 5 a.m?
Yeah.
How many days a week?
Because I live in the arse end of nowhere.
Yes, that's the day Hask said last time he was in the truck. You get up at 5 a.m. How many days a week do you get up at 5 a.m?
Four days.
Jesus. And what time do you have to be in the club?
7:30.
See, I was being...
Yeah, that I can see as a job.
Oh, mate, it's a job. It's a job. But that doesn't mean, just because I'm not passionate about
it,
that doesn't mean I don't love it. I love doing it, but...
Yeah.
Do I get tired?
What time do you get to bed?
Depends what's on. Game of Thrones last night, wasn't it? You into that? Fucking into it, mate.
Are you?
So good.
That's way past your bedtime.
Not sure whether I was happy about Aria getting nailed or not. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert if anyone hasn't watched it.
Yeah, it's still a bit weird, because according to the book...
I was trying to figure out how old she was.
Yeah. But she's not, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit weird. Probably cut that bit that was marginally...
No, I like it. I like tangents.
Like oranges and satsumas.
Yeah,
quite delicious. She's one of my favourite characters at the moment. She was like, make this weapon, and Gendry was like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I've got other things more important. And she started throwing knives right next to each other, and he was like, yep, I'll get on it.
Or when she was on the wall, another spoiler, and the Hound and the one-eyed, what's his name?
God, Dondarrion.
There we go. And she's like, fuck you, you miserable bastard.
I've been hanging out with you.
I'm like, yeah, I like that. I like her. She's good.
She's changed. Yeah, her character's been good.
Are you
watch it?
Sorry. No. I started, but I didn't finish.
What'd you do?
It's the first time in Game of Thrones that's happened.
Yeah, possibly. I'm sort of saving it all up to do it in one big binge.
Yeah. Blue balls. Like what you're doing there.
What's blue balls?
Carry on.
What is blue balls?
Yeah, fuck it. Sorry, tell him, please.
Bang on.
I was making innuendos because you were like, I started but didn't finish.
I see we've done that. Very clever.
And then you said you're going to build it up, and I said, oh, I like blue balls.
Good.
You were probably thinking of Pretoria or something, you fucking Norse.
Do you mean bluebells, the flower? Can you go into that?
You're not allowed to cut bluebells off, are you? Is they saved by the Queen? Are they protected by the Queen?
Is that right?
I will ask.
What is it? Did he say that?
Swans.
Nonsense?
You're not allowed to touch swans.
Well, it's nothing like bluebells. Why have you got that wrong?
No, I haven't got it wrong. I'm just adding to your list of things you're not allowed to touch by order of the Queen.
Do next bit, then.
Are you straight out of the door as soon as the final whistle goes after the last game? Or do you have to sort of debrief and testing, and do you talk about next season at the end of this season? What's the end of season like? Is it like the end of term, or is it a bit more...
All right,
D-Mob happy?
I don't know what it is. We had an end of season review and everything.
And do? So, and do? And end do. Of season do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bloody, bloody lads.
Yeah.
What was and it? We Probably. Get end of season appraisals.
Yeah.
Do you? There's some classic stories with them ones.
Go on.
Well, there's
what do you get in your end of season appraisal?
No, we're not doing my ones. We're doing, there was one, Dean Richards. This is a story I was told. I think it was Alex Tate. For the majority of all of pre-season, he didn't train in a top. Pretty shredded.
This is Matt Tate's brother?
Yeah,
from Newcastle.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
And this needs double-checking, but this is what I heard from secondary source.
Probably has. But we'll go with it.
And
it's been added some spice.
He didn't train in a top all pre-season, and a lot of the season, he decided not to train in his top. And Dino, being the old school that he is, he used to make appraisals very awkward and uncomfortable.
Did you have a few of those?
By not even saying anything. And it just be like, oh, okay, fine. And apparently Alex Tate went in for his end of season appraisal and Dino was sat there with a paper without his top on. And Alex Tate was just like, where do I sit? Where do I sit? And he just like sat down like that, carried on reading the paper without his top on. I was like,
fair play
to him for that.
That's hashtag old school.
Old school.
Did you get good appraisals? Do you get like marks?
Like
exam results.
I can't even remember. I don't think I really ever paid attention to an end of season appraisal.
Oh, really? Yeah. Too excited about dressing up in Lycra and getting on it for 48 hours.
Like, you know, well, by the time end of season appraisals came in, I'd been around for like 10 years, so pretty much I wasn't really going to change.
Right.
I didn't really give a shit. Normally you go in hungover.
So yeah.
It was like,
Is it a big deal now? Is it an important part? What were you going to say? Are you going to finish it?
No, I was trying to think of the one where we went. I can't remember whether it was in 03, before the World Cup, and we did like a cool-off camp. We got an acclimatisation camp in Perth after we'd beaten Australia.
That was Greenwood Stag, wasn't it?
Sort of. I went on Greenwood Stag in Cambridge almost four. Oh,
hang on, you're saying you won the World Cup and then went into the summer tour?
The summer tour before.
Oh, I was going to say, I ain't fucking getting in an ice bath if I'm going.
we didn't either. But after that summer tour, I think we did an appraisal, but we'd gone out the night before and pretty much no one could even remember their appraisal. It was a 10-day acclimatisation of just being on the smash, unless you were Josh Lucy, who was...
In the gym?
Who was my roommate, who I came in at 5 a.m. every day, and he was up naked stretching before we went surfing.
Oh, really?
It was a great view for me.
Yeah, good boy. Getting on the board.
He had a cap on, though, so it was made it all better.
Well, just naked stretching with
where?
A cap on.
Where was the cap?
He wasn't that excited about going surfing.
Okay, fine.
Blue balls.
Layered.
Eyebrows. That's what this show does. It just layers on layers on layers. If you leave, you haven't left the club. When you leave a club, do you get like an exit interview, or are they just like, pack your bags, clear your locker and go?
Yeah, it was... No, you didn't have a...
Was it quite weird leaving Bath for Gloucester? I'm just thinking of all those players who are coming to the end of their tenure.
Judas.
A little bit.
Well, yeah. It was difficult. I didn't really want to leave. Molly Malone.
Not a Judas, then.
We just didn't come to terms. Mm. It was mainly a financial reason. It wasn't because I didn't want to play for Bath.
Oh, right.
I just felt that they'd had the best of me for 5 years and not really paid me, and then this was my last contract that I wanted them to, and they weren't.
You said something about Molly.
Molly was literally convincing me to stay and really wanted me to stay, and I was like, Molly, it's not...
Chris Malone.
Fuck!
He's not a teacher down in... Or is
no, he's not.
He's back in rugby, isn't he?
No, he was.
Was he not Sydney University?
So he did Sydney University, then he went in... for the World Cup in 2015 with kicking.
Yes, that's right,
he did. And then he moved up to Super Rugby with New South Wales as doing a bit with them, kicking coach Zach. And now he's in property.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That well-trodden path.
Yeah. Well, he lives out in the bush in the Blue Mountains, so he does things, agricultural
Huts,
property and stuff.
Barns.
Good mate, Molly.
He's a great guy. He used to bit with us at Sky, actually.
I think one they of the do one have houses most... in the outback as well, mate. When you just...
Not many.
Yeah, but you just generalise huts
just,
and bars.
He said shacks. There's some pretty nice ones out there as well.
I mean, I know you live in what, Hampstead? Is it like, you know, nice there and that? Is it Hampstead?
No.
Somewhere like that.
Shepherd's Bush.
Mm. Shebu.
The Badlands.
Nice.
Just in the Golden Triangle between the Gold Hawk and the Uxbridge Road. It's lively.
Hmm.
It is actually very lively. We'll do a live special from there one time. Dubai, Ibiza, is everyone on the same plane to the same destination? Or do you like to go touring in the vineyards of... You right?
You must love a family holiday.
Ibiza? Yeah. I ain't taking kids to Ibiza. No,
but, I mean, does everybody head to the same resorts?
Yeah, you do fall in the same categories, don't you?
Vegas?
Single shaggers on low sort of money. They're going to Shagaloof, Malia... Might even, you know, stretch to a bit of Ibiza, but they're not getting into the Ocean Club with all the VIP. They're actually the people.
They're picking up the dreg ends.
They're like, oh, yeah, let me... No, fuck, no, you're... So that's the lower
end. The coattail grabbing.
Yeah. And then you've got the big dogs, singles, the old Vegas boys doing all that lot. And then the family guys who just go get a villa and, you know, read books.
Like you?
Like me.
Do you know... Where do you get a villa and read your books?
Portugal.
Do you?
Yeah. Sardinia. Oh, that's nice, actually. Where's that? Sicily? No. Italy? Sardinia?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they make sardines. Where is it? Where is it?
Santorini you should go to.
Yeah, Santorini.
That's lovely.
Nice.
That's a little Greece. Romantic one for you. And for you.
Yeah, I'd like Desi. Santorini, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Why? Why are you doing that?
Don't know. it was another... Oh,
and
God.
What do you get, a month?
Five weeks enforced.
Right.
3 weeks completely
Do you stay fit during it?
2 weeks. Oh, I love a bit of gym, don't I? I do a bit of gym, but I won't do no running. Fuck off, no. Running, that shouldn't be allowed.
Right. In the game itself or just in training itself?
Just all the time. Yeah.
So you do weights during the off-season?
So much better than it used to be.
What, off-season?
Yeah.
What was your off-season like?
Never had 5 weeks in my life.
What did you have?
A week.
If
you were still playing for England.
You had a week off?
Oh, well, no. You'd have to go on tour, wouldn't you? Yeah. And then you'd come back in and...
And literally they'd say, oh, you can have 2 weeks, but we'll frown upon it if you have more than a week.
Well, then the RPA have done relatively well in fighting that battle.
Well done, RPA. Fucking 5 years too late, pricks.
Oh, I can hear bitterness.
I didn't mind it. You just get used to it, don't you?
Oh. Do you get on it for 5 weeks and eat what you want, or do you have to be quite controlled and it's only the salad bar at the buffet and not the...
Or do you have standards you have to hit when you get back?
Yeah, you've got, your skin folds and shit like that.
How are your skin folds?
What do you mean?
I mean, how are your skin folds in general in life?
What, now?
Yes.
Get fucked.
How are they at the end of the summer?
What?
How are they at the end of the summer?
Fuck off.
Do you raise
what
a bat?
Why are you asking me questions like this? I don't look at what?
You raise a bat.
Just don't ask me questions about that, asshole.
Chris Malone always raised the bat after his little jaunts back to... Sit, like,
raise the bat?
100 mils on your skin fold.
Oh,
he's literally... Basically, you are...
That's a good level.
You're 90% butter. He'd always come back. And he, you know what Molly's like? He'd always quite happily walk into it. Like, he's going in, pretty sure I'm raising my bat today, boys.
Ledge.
Great rugby brain. If he only had a semi-athletic body,
he wasn't the fastest in the bat line.
No,
he
could see a gap. Unfortunately, his body just couldn't take him anywhere near it before it shut.
Should we talk about the end of the season? Where are Quinns? Where are you? What are the hopes? What are the dreams? What are you setting your stall out for? Yes,
we're fourth. Going a bit of a dip in form at the moment.
Yes,
what are we four games in the league we've lost on the trot,
something like that.
But we've got three left, haven't we?
Good job you're not thinking about it.
We've got
Why have you dipped now?
What do you mean? Well, you can't pick and choose when you dip and don't.
I just wonder if, you know, when you
sometimes
gather in the team room on a Monday, whether you can pinpoint why things aren't firing at this point of the campaign.
So you're 10 points behind third, and you've got...
Yeah, I think third might be done.
Wasps, Northampton,
I think it's the
Bath
shootout for...
Possibly could catch it.
Shootout for fourth now.
Well, I'm just saying they
could. Because you had the Northampton game,
Northampton's 45, 46, 47. So one less...
Are you still confident?
Yeah, very confident.
Good.
Who have you got left?
We got Extra Away, Tigers at home.
Banker. Win.
And Wasps away.
That could be it, couldn't it?
Wasps could be.
Could go down to that. Yeah, it could be.
Good crack, mate. Well, mate, we're in a good spot, you know. Can't lose five in a row, can you? No. No.
How great a success would it be for the club to make top four this year, given everything that...
What were we? Joint 10th? Joint 11th last year?
Yeah.
Fucking, that'd be huge for us.
You didn't have a great start this year, did you?
No. We started up, the first game was good, but then we lost two or three on the trot. Bath at home was a big blow.
Yeah.
But Guzzy's, you know, still been trying to put his stamp on it. And, yeah, if we finish top four, it'd be fucking brilliant for the club. But we're still...
That would, in all likelihood, give you a trip back to Sandy Park.
Yeah.
Anything can happen on the day.
Well, it would be better atmosphere going to Sandy Park away than it would be fucking Allianz, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Genuine expectations for the end of the season?
Top four.
Well, it has to be, right?
Has to be. It's within...
And a valiant...
It's in our control. That's the difference.
Two wins away.
We don't need to rely on other people. We need to get at least two out of three wins, which is very doable for us. We're in a good spot, mate. We're in a good spot. I'm bound to say that, though, aren't I?
Yeah, but I like the belief.
I'm just thinking.
How do you call? Do you think Exeter 1, Saris 2, Gloucester 3, Quins 4 is how it will finish, or do you think Wasps, Northampton, or Bath aren't going to do it? I think.
I think it's pretty set. No, I think
you don't have to be nice because
I just think you'll win that game against Wasps. I think that'll get you in.
Well, what if we lose these two?
You could get Exeter on a rest day because they are so far ahead that they could probably rest for a game and you might...
They've already had a week off there.
Oh, OK. Yeah, you're fucked.
Pardon? Fucking hell, mate.
Chip in a chair.
Fine.
Would Guzzy ever think, right, OK, we'll let that one go and think, focus on that home game against Leicester?
No.
He'll go for all three?
Yeah, we haven't got...
You've only got three games to get through, haven't you? Yeah. You can't do it.
Anything interesting amongst the ranks? Everyone well in Quins? Robbo? Mike Brown?
Robbo's well. Brownie's well.
Were they all hoping for a big summer?
Kev retired, didn't he?
He did.
He's not retired yet.
He's retiring, isn't he?
Retiring, yeah. Big game tour.
What a servant to the Game of Rugby Union.
Yes, although I have been made aware, in fact I did the research, that he's never sat on the bench for the club.
Is that right?
Yeah, in 66 appearances.
Do you think that's his contract?
Judge that?
Well, I need to have a look at his contract, I think. I'm going to have to ask him. Has he got in his contract? He said, mate, I fucking start or I don't play. That's it. I don't fucking sit on the wood. I'm too good for it.
Why is he retiring?
Would you judge him or would you applaud him?
What, for sitting on the bench?
For not sitting on the bench and writing that in his contract. Would you be jealous that you hadn't done that?
No. Fair play to him.
Yeah,
fair play to him. Well played, sir.
Does he still get abuse for stamping on the head of Alan Wynne-Jones in the first test in 2013?
Dave Ward likes to get stuck into him on a regular basis.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
And James has a very good defence on that and likes to claim that he's the only Australian ever to get off of it twice.
Yes.
Of the same... Yeah. What was that film?
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, there you go. He's very proud of that.
Is he?
Very proud of that.
Well done, Big Kev.
What's that about? Anthony Hopkins.
What's what?
Fracture.
Yeah, who else was in it?
Who was the cop who was... Yeah, where he shot his wife.
That was it, good.
And then him turning off the machine ended the double jeopardy because he got off for attempted murder.
Is that still a rule in America?
Yeah, I don't think... You can't get... Well, anyway, you can't get tried for the same case twice.
What, even in the rear?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Even at rear?
Are you planning something?
Daisy,
run! Check in, all
right? Time for this week's Guinness Perfect Pour, our weekly test in 119 and a half seconds, because that's how long it takes to pour the perfect pint. This week we've decided to play it straight because these are the things we can do when Sick Note isn't here. Actually, he's been quite good. His 15's been quite good of late.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a couple to fill in.
You boys been showing him up.
He's got a panel. He's now got a committee of friends who pick the team for him.
Who the fuck is his committee of friends that pick it for him?
They're schoolmates.
Oh, bloody
we want a team 1 to 15, which is the best players you have played with or against. Which one of you has actually got a complete team?
I've got a complete team. This is now, I'm now just quickly putting together a tourist team.
I've got.
Okay,
I've got
you can only pick one 15. You can amend. You can bend the rules.
Okay, I'll stick.
Do
with
tourist
15,
team. Do tourist team, but do it quickly.
I've got two teams, and now I'm drawing penises.
Okay.
What?
Oh, so I laughed. Would you like to go first? Oh, well, sweet Josephine is our guest of the week.
Eldest, royalty.
Do you want to go first, Tins?
Okay.
No, because he's doing his touring 15.
You go first. I'll do that at the end. Right, look, I don't know anything about front rows, so I've probably picked a loose head at tight head, a tight head at loose head, I don't know. So I've got Heyman.
At what?
One. So obviously the wrong side.
That
is three. Yeah. I've got Phil Greening at two. Basically, he's a bit of a tourist, but... The skill set on the lad. I don't know fuck all about scrummaging. I think he hit his line outs. So
got around the paddock.
I'm just going around the paddock, basically.
Natalie Imbruglia.
And he did some good shaggy.
Did bits.
Bits. Even though she... guilty. We probably can't go into it because she denied it. Oh, it's weird. But maybe he just used that as an excuse to get him out of a training session with Dave Redding in England. I don't know.
What, it turned around, sorry, Dave, I can't come in for extra fitness, I'm shagging.
He rang him and said, mate, I can't leave, I can't come to training.
Was Dave a nice bloke to go? Fair play, mate.
And he went, yeah, fair play, you've got to stay.
Nice, like that.
You would hope you would, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, fair.
TS, fair.
Trevor Woodman at three.
No.
At one? Have I just got them all the way around?
You won a World Cup with him, and what number did he have on his shirt?
One or three? One.
I have to say.
Would you think you'd be pissed off if he went, he had a fucking 10 on his back?
I always thought Vix had one on, but there you go.
No, we're getting very modelled.
I'll tell you what, a couple of arrows, write that. And
Should we start again? Take four. Trevor Woodman at one.
No,
Trevor Woodman
at one. It's a lack of respect, but, you know, whatever. It's
Carl Heyman at three.
I've got Jono at four. That's probably wrong as well. Did he play four? No, he did play four.
He did play four.
I've got Backes Botha, five, but he probably played four as well. But
Matt was five. Why Backes?
Just need an enforcer. I think.
Jono's not an enforcer.
Well, I just don't want. They're
much over enforcer.
He's doubled up there. Isn't he?
He's like that. Double or quits.
Yeah,
dropping it down because my back row doesn't really have an enforcer.
Although, when is this team playing?
Is this
a fixture?
Are you talking summer and winter?
Players in their prime.
Are they
players in their prime?
Prime.
Oh.
What, you're picking a team?
Well, I'm picking it as if they're going to play. Like, lads, we're fucking getting together now and we're playing on Saturday.
I've never played with all the players that you've played with.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I've misunderstood this.
last time.
I had to have the enforcers because my back three aren't... You know, Bobby Skinstad, great tourist, and phenomenal talent.
You got Bobby
talent.
At six?
Yeah, I've sort of got them the wrong way around. Sorry, there's supposed to be another arrow there.
There's a lot of arrows going on to your 15.
So, okay, six would be Richard Hill.
Yeah.
Seven would be Bobby Skinstead. And I've got Sergio Parisse at eight.
Biggest hands of... I mean, there are some big hands in rugby, but Sergio Parisse, biggest hands in rugby?
How do you know?
Because I've shaken many hands in rugby.
Talk it up. Talk it up.
Okay. Checkmate. Nine?
Nine, I've gone George Gregan. It was a close call between Justin Marshall and George Gregan. Justin almost got in there.
Four more years. Gregan. Did he not have the most of any man on
He loved a Chopsy. Bit of chat, but it was only on field. He's possibly the world's nicest man off the field.
Yeah.
We had this
better,
debate.
Hang on, better than Gandhi?
I think he is.
Oh. That's a big call.
He loves a flip-flop too.
Wow. Strong. Good reason for being the nicest man in the world. I get
Gandhi's flip flop.
Yeah.
Who's your 10?
Oh,
Dan Carr.
We're making friends with Adam. Oh, mate, that's a late change.
That's a late change. Loyalty's just out the window in rugby, isn't it?
Why?
Just out the window.
I think Wilk had a period where he was better, but then I think over his international career, Carter was better over the period. Over his full international career. I know that Wilco got a lot of injuries, but I think Carter just did it consistently.
Apparently Carter's going to be a guest on House of Rugby. Wilco, not so much. Well, I'd love to have Wilco on, but...
Well, if you want him on in 3 years, I'll send the email tomorrow.
Yeah. Because
it takes 3 years for him to reply to an email. or a text.
Because he's got a lot on, or...
I don't know, but you send it, say you try and ring him, he doesn't work, so you send him a text message, you'll get a text message back in about 3 years as if it had just received it. I'm like, dude, it was fucking 3 years ago.
So not only are you not putting him in your team, you're now bagging his communication skills.
Yeah, just his admin skills are pretty, pretty basic.
Yep.
I've got 11 is Lomu. Greatest rugby player to ever play the game.
Strong.
12 again.
Did quickly on Lomu. Oh, you what was it? 2002.
Yeah, ran over me, scored. Yeah.
Is it Lomu?
You held on to him.
Or is it Lomu?
Jonah Lomu, I think it is.
Well, you play
Jonah Lomu.
Okay, we'll go with Lomu.
Maybe it's Northern.
You're Northern, are you? I thought you played for Gloucester and Bath.
I used to be. I wasn't born there.
Born up north.
Born in Otley. 12.
You're from Otley, are you? Oh, nice place, that.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely ground, that, yeah. Very green.
Very green. Lovely moors.
Very good.
12. 12, I have done loyalty here. Will Greenwood, just...
Not worth not picking him.
Special mention to Timmy Horan, Nonu, and Yannick Jojon, who probably would have been next. Yannick Jojon. I wanted to go Joe Rokokoko at 13, but Marla pointed out he didn't really play 13. But
I know my rugby,
he was
mate.
A genius.
No, he did play 13 for he did. Racing.
How many times?
17.
Yeah, never played
17. 17. How many times did he play wing?
For Racing or in his career?
He had 60,
in his career.
Well, he had 361.
Yeah. So that would make him a...
That's a good made-up number.
Versatile player.
Yeah.
Well played.
I've got Dricko, obviously, just a bit of a legend. 14, Rumbini, Thauthau, and Mbuka, possibly the best player.
Thauthau
and Mbuka. One of the best players that's ever played.
You can't help yourself, can you?
Well, just for those who might be confused. Rumbini, Thauthau, and Mbuka.
Oh, cool. You did it in your patronising voice again.
Yeah. Kau Kau Una Mbuka isn't quite right. Thauthau.
Just let him do it. And then Jason Robinson... 15, and that's hard for me not to put Christian Cullen in there, but when I played against Christian Cullen, his knee was pretty...
Was that for Munster?
Yeah. Would he not have played in early 2000s? In the games we used to... In the autumn series, I'm sure he played in one of those.
Might have done. 2000, 2001, 2002. Yeah,
somewhere.
Possibly.
But he buggered his knee, so he didn't have that speed that he had.
Ben Blair... Played 15 in 2002.
Cardiff Blues.
Mm. There's a Norse. Oh, you see? Welcome to the party. Joe, you're 15, please.
Yes.
You're going back through your quite extensive notebook, I might say. Can I also just put on record that you have extremely nice handwriting?
Thank you. I practice.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
He's one of those men who writes in capitals.
Only for things that are important and need to take up room. Otherwise, I will join up my writing neatly.
Okay, away we go. Stand by your bets.
A bit of calligraphy.
Tony Woodcock won. Rory Best 2, Carl Heyman 3. They're all in the
all
right
in the right
order.
Position.
Thank you,
Tony Woodcock. Can I just say, I
just
tell
unbelievable,
you,
mate.
Because
durability, scrummaging technique around the park, scored a try in the World Cup.
I had Tony Woodcock first try scorer in the 2011 World Cup final. That's 66-1.
Eyebrows. What was he?
66-1.
Yeah. No. Did he score first?
Yes.
So you, how much you put on it?
I was a charity bet. I put £50 on, I think, for charity at 66-1. And when he scored, I cheered so loudly, my daughter went through the ceiling.
She okay?
Well, yeah, I had to give her some fish to cheer her up, but that's all. Very, very good. That's my Tony Woodcock story for those that want it. Rory Best, Sir Best.
Sir Best, OBE. Legend.
Retiring.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Best hooker you've ever played with or against?
Phil Greening is the best hooker you've ever played with or against.
Fair point.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said, Rory Best, the best hooker you've ever played with or against. And he said, Phil Greening, the best hooker.
Right, okay.
And I went, fair point.
Alan Wynne-Jones, number 4. Paul O'Connell, number 5.
Anything interesting there? Alan Wynne, how inspiring to play alongside in the Lions? Man, a few words?
I didn't play many midweeks, mate.
No, but you trained, travelled, badinaged with?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Is he... gives nothing to the media?
Does he not?
No.
He's not... well played there. He's not like that. He's
that's where I was going.
Yeah, you know that, though.
Well, I'm just asking you.
He's very eccentric.
Is he?
Very eccentric.
Alan from Wales. More than you? That must like be quite that. An eccentric office.
He's very eccentric.
What, more than you?
I'm not eccentric.
What are you?
What's eccentric mean?
That shit crazy.
Quirky.
No, it doesn't. It means the slow contraction of the muscle.
No.
Does
no,
it not?
It doesn't.
What yes, you do. You do an eccentric rep.
If you go, hey!
No, fuck off. I'm right on that one.
You've actually stumped me. I don't even know how to get back into the conversation.
Isometric is what you're thinking of.
Oh, fuck off, both of you. I'm not having this or coming ever again. You hear me?
Are you free next week?
No.
Oh, okay.
Paul O'Connell, nails. Fucking pally. Jerome Kano.
Nails.
Not fucking shit out here. Honestly. Nails. He can hit. Justin Tiprick. Skill set like no other back row I know.
Flamboyant.
Jouet.
Yeah.
But in Welsh. So, Jouet.
Jouet, but...
Kieran Reid. Is he an eight? Yeah, he is an eight. Yeah, fuck. Will Genya. Not giving you a lot on here. And this is a very...
Ticking through.
Oh, it's a non-English. Sorry, I had to make sure...
Lovely.
I've covered my back then. Dan Carter. Sivivatu. Sivivatu.
Sitaveni Sivivatu.
Sisaveni Vitavatu.
Sitaveni Sivivatu.
Sifaveni Vitavatu. Do it again.
Sitaveni.
Sitaveni.
Sivivatu.
Sivivatu.
Correct.
Oh, you have to say it more camper to get it right.
Well, it helps.
Okay, fine. Ma Nonu.
Yeah.
Brian O'Driscoll.
Yep.
Joshua Tuasuva.
Biggest legs in rugby.
Yep. And Israel Folau.
Hold.
And the night out, after we'd have played our game on Saturday, I'd take them out in Brighton.
Would you? Two? The Blue Oyster.
A couple of clubs.
Do you want to name check any of them for free entry next weekend?
No, I don't think I'm allowed in them.
Oh. Are you banned from most nightclubs in Brighton?
Oh, my fuck. Don't go out, mate.
I've picked very quickly a 15 of people that I've broadcasted with.
With?
Yeah.
Okay.
So people who I've had in studio alongside at various points. Oh, would you like me to go through?
This could be dreadful.
Number one, the most exhausting interview I have ever done, Mr. Joe Marler.
Guilty. You've done that on purpose, haven't you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Scott Britz, himself. Keith Wood, big shouts at two, but I've gone with the boss, Sean Fitzpatrick.
Fitzy.
Don't argue. Paul Wallace on the Lions tour of 2013.
He'd definitely be on the
tour.
He's
a very, very good tourist. We'll do a separate show on Paul Wallace another time. I've got Ali Williams in the second row. What a boy.
What a tourist.
Great tourist.
What a tourist.
Alongside Paul O'Connell, what a man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't leave out my current squeeze, James Haskell, but Stephen Ferris, Lions tourist in 2017, runs him very, very close indeed. And actually, they'd have a hell of a set too. If only one of them wanted the six shirt. Seven, Pat Sanderson. Captain, I don't give a fuck. Absolute ledge. Absolute ledge.
You've not...
Dr. Tom Rees, a late
you've
shout.
You've not worked with any other back rower.
It's better than that.
No, this is the guy, these are the people who I've most enjoyed working with.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. That's not the remit.
Yeah, the slightly different remit.
Oh, well, you could have told me.
Tom Rees, big shout at seven. Scott Quinnell, all out ledge, and the best bear hug in rugby at eight, just nudging out Zinzan Brook. Very good. Tippage. Rory Lawson and Dowie Morris get to share the nine shirt. Dowie first to the bar, Rory last. Out of the bar.
Yeah.
10 is very strong.
Liner.
Barnes, Liner, Wilkinson, O'Gara, and Carter.
Can't play them all.
No.
You'll pick one.
I've gone Barnes. Judge, jury and executioner all in one.
Oh, fucking hell. What you gone
left
for Barnes
wing,
for?
I've gone star power. I've got the most competitive ex-pro out there, Ian Evans.
Ian.
Ian? Ian. Yeah. Well, no, Ian Evans was the second row.
Yeah, Yanta. That's who I thought you meant.
No, Ian was Wales captain.
Well, if that's who you meant, that's
right. That is. I've also gone loyalty at 12 and picked Greenwood.
Coward.
Nod to Dr. Jamie Roberts.
Yeah,
we did the European Cup final on a private jet last year, and J Row.
Have you done a lid 15?
No, but that is a very good shout. Perhaps we could extend 15s by one.
Maybe you should ask.
10s, you're in at 13. Not worth my life to leave you out either. Shane Horgan on the right wing. Arguably the most interesting bloke in rugby.
Good tourist.
Absolute ledge. And the greatest European tourist to ever come and work for Sky Sports, Matt Perry, who went to Italy to cover a game one Saturday, was meant to come home on the Sunday.
Yeah, great.
Had a very good week. And stayed out in Italy.
I really want to tell you a story
for the game the following Saturday.
I want to tell you a story about his last ex-wife, but I don't think I should.
Probably not.
Possibly not. Yeah, you're wincing a lot of that. What are you wincing at most of?
What?
My 15.
Oh, shit.
Bars it 10. Should we cut the whole thing?
What, your 15?
Your 15, yeah, possibly.
Nah, keep it in.
No, just for people to understand where you've been, where you're at.
What? And rap.
So you're basically playing with... You've been with Liner, possibly, but you're not doing it on rugby talent, are you?
No. You're doing it on picking a tourist 15.
I don't like where you've put the goalposts.
I picked it on my best team I'd like to play with. My tourist 15 would have been Leonard, Greening, Case Muse, but I liked Wallace, I forgot about him. Shawzy, I would have gone Ali Williams, Bobby Skinstad, Lol, I need a six, which I haven't found. Justin Marshall, the greatest tourist ever.
Also the greatest footwear in rugby.
Bolshe's stag was on fire. Stephen...
Donald?
Yeah, is definitely my fly half.
White baiting.
Zach Guilford is...
Jesus, this is not tourist, this is a loose 15.
Well, that's what Dricko, Christian Cullen, possibly the loosest man on the planet, and Mills Malina, he has some issues off the field too.
Good touring 15. How are you feeling? We've out-marled Marler, I think, at times this week.
No, you just spoke about... You asked to speak about rugby.
Did I? Not too much.
You asked us to analyse the... semi-finals.
Fair amount of shit spoken, that is for sure.
Was there? Yeah. I didn't think we spoke that too much shit. I thought
I was
quite...
playing on the analyse.
Oh.
Are you going to go Google eccentric now?
Eccentric.
Right. Can you Google if... Si or Xander, can we do eccentric
car.
Reps in the gym and you can do isometric and you can do concentric?
Unconventional and slightly strange. Says.
Or
weird.
Or
is
through the
you
world.
You can do eccentric.
No, eccentric. Or eccentric.
Oh.
Oh, shit, it is. Marla wins. Who'd have thunk it?
Eccentric contraction is the motion of an active muscle when lengthening under load.
Every day is a good day, says concentric. Your T-shirt, and today has finished in bloody fine style.
Is that a one? That's a 2-1.
Sorry, can we cut that?
Yeah, can we cut that?
With the rest of it. And wrap. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to The House of Rugby. We are a YouTube show and a podcast. Don't forget to download and watch our boxing show, TK with Carl Frampton and Boys Don't Cry with Russell Kane, this week on Traditions. Thank you to Tins. Thank you to Joe Muller. Come and see us again very soon. Goodbye to our viewers. See you again next week.
See ya.
You've been listening to The House of Rugby on Joe, together with Guinness. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk for the facts.